Today's shiur is Masechet Brachos, Daf Samach Aleph. We will begin on Daf Samach Aleph, Amud Aleph, on the top line. V'amar Rav Huna Amar Rav, Mishum Rameya, Lailam Yidvarav Shal Adam Otam. A person's words should be limited Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu when he speaks to Hashem. Because Pash Pshat in the Gemara, says Rashi, is that if something happens to a person that he's not happy with, he shouldn't chas v'shalom complain to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what's good for us. The Ibn Ezra has a different pshat. The Ibn Ezra says that what the Gemara is coming to teach us is that when one davens, he should daven rather a shorter tefillah, but he should daven with kavana. As we find the Kohen Gadol, as he left the Kodesh Kedoshim on Yom Kippurim, would daven also, we say every year in the tefillah and Musaf on Yom Kippur, he would daven a tefillah katzara. Another pshat, as the Divrei Chamudis explains, Yoyse toiv ma'at b'kavana, maharbe b'loy kavana. It's better to daven less, but you daven with kavana, than to daven more without kavana. And another pshat that I saw goes back to Gemara that we learned earlier in our Masechta, that the Gemara is teaching us is, what the Gemara here is teaching us is, that a person should limit his saying shvach, a praise of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we learned earlier in the Gemara. If not, that the Anshe Knesset HaGdoila inserted into the Shemone Esrei, the shvach, the praise we give HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we couldn't even say that. We only could say what we're supposed to say. Shenema, as the Pasuk in Kehelet says, don't be rash with your mouth, and don't be quick with your heart. Hashem is in Shemayim, and you are on the earth. Limit what you say, given the Peshatim we gave. Continues the Gemara. Dorish Rav Nachman by Rav Chizda. Ma'idik Siv, the Pasuk says in Parashas Bereishis, as HaKadosh Baruch Hu created man, the Pasuk says, V'yitza Hashem Elokim es Adam. And the Pasuk spells the word V'yitzar b'shnei yudim, with two yuds, to teach us, Shnei Yitzarim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created human beings with two yetzers, Echad Yetzer Toiv, V'Echad Yetzer Hara. Maslar of Nachman Yitzchak, El Me'ato, Behemah the like said by the Yitzar, by an animal where the Torah doesn't use that spelling of the word V'Yitzar, Lesla Yitzra, doesn't have a Yitzar. Ask the Gemara, but don't we see the Kochazin, and don't we see that animals, the Maska, they do damage, the Noshkan, they bite, Ubata, they kick, and that all presumably comes from the Yitzahara of an animal. As Darachayim HaKadosh in his Sefer, Chayfetz Hashem, why indeed did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create animals with a Yetzirah? We could understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person, we'll speak about it more later, why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a person with a Yetzirah. But why did he create an animal with a Yetzirah? So he answers, we know that how does a person come to have children? Because he has a Yetzir to have relations. Just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that the world should be populated with animals, with people, and that's why the only way that that population could survive is by us having a Yetzer. Similarly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted the world to be populated with animals, and the way that's accomplished is by making a Yetzer to animals. Ella, so what does the Yetzer, what does the Torah mean by using two letters, Yud, in the spelling of the word Vayetzer, when it speaks about the creation of a human being? El Kerb Shimon Pazi, Deram Shimon Pazi, to teach us, Oili Mi Yotzri, Oili Mi Yitzri. A person is in a constant challenge. He has to worry that he should not go against what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants, and on the other hand, he has to be concerned that his Yetzahara constantly is pushing him to do Aveiros. Inami, Kerem, the Pasuk is coming to teach us with the two yuds, Kriyam ben Alozo. Dom Rabbi Ben Alozo, do part sufim bar HaKadosh Baruch Hu be Adam HaRishon. A person was created with two sides, a male and a female. Shenema, one side was a male. Shenema, ocha v'kadem tzartani. Kadosh Baruch Hu created us, ocha v'kadem. There's a machloikis rishonim. If this was only by human beings, or by animals as well. The Hilchos Ketanos holds that this was the case, not only for man, but for animals as well. The Ramban, and says only a person was created with this double figure, but not animals. And the Ramban explains that the reason that animals, that's the reason why we find that animals don't maintain the same mate for an extended time, in contrast to a man who's naturally loyal to his wife for his entire lifetime. Because man came from Adam v'Chava. Adam v'Chava were created as one single being. So that creates a natural loyalty between a husband and a wife, which you don't find by animals. So too, the Tshuvas HaRashba holds that only Adam was created as a double figure, not the animals. He says that Adam was originally created in this manner because Hashem wanted husband and wife to live in harmony and assist each other as if they were one and the same person. So the pasuk says regarding the creation of Chava. The pasuk says, "V'yivan Hashem Elokim es hatzela." So we have machloikus. Rav Shmuel, how did it look? Chanam a partzuf. One man domit says it was a partzuf. These two faces, as we just discussed. And the other man number says it was a zonav, it was a tail. Doruch, however, says it wasn't a tail naturally, that there was something extra in the human being's creation. And he says the word zonav doesn't necessarily mean a tail. The word mezonav means something not usual. And this person had this extra attachment from which the Adam had this action, extra attachment from which Chava was created. The Rashba seems to say that there was an extra bone, an extra rib in the person, and from that rib, HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chava, according to the Mandom of Zonov. Continues the Gemara. Bishlam of Mandom of Partsev, Hainid Ksiv, Ocha V'Kedem Tzartani. The Pasuk says that the person was created the front and the back. Elaman, because Adam had the front and the back. Elaman Dom of Zonov, but according to Mandom, it says it was a Zonov. My Ochel Kedem Tzartani. What does that mean? Answers the Gemara comes to teach us Kederav Ami. Dom Rav Ami, Ochel Masa Bereshis. The person was the last one created when Hashem created the world. The Kedem L'Peronis. When it comes to punishment, the first one was punished was Adam. Ari was the person. Explains the Gemara. Bishlam Ochel Masa Bereshis, that the human being was created last. As we know, the Lo Yivri Ad Mali Shapsa. The human being wasn't created until Erev Shabbos. Ask the Gemara, El Ken the Peronius the Mai, where do we see that he was first punished? Ilam, if you'll say, Peronius the Nachish, by the Aveiru with the Nachish. For Tanya, ask the Gemara, that's not true, because we learned in the Braisa, Rebbe Oimer, Begdula, when it comes to something of prominence, Maschil Megadul. We always begin with the most prominent person first. However, Beklola, when it comes to curse, to misfortune, maschilim and akotim. We begin by the smallest. Where do we see this? B'sgdula maschilim and agdotol. The ksiv yedavim Moshe Aaron ve'alozer ve'lasonov bonov hanasorim. Moshe Rabbeinu speaks to them and he says, "Kumi itam." And he speaks to them about bringing the karbonis. So we see that Kadosh Baruch Hu spoke to Aaron first. So the Mefarshim asks, the Mashah asks, why is that a proof? He had to mention every name. He could only mention one name at a time. So he answers, the Pasuk says, V'alazov al-Asamah bonav ha-Nesorim. So we know that Alazov and Asamah were the only two remaining sons that Aaron HaKohen had. Why does the Pasuk have to repeat bonav ha-Nesorim, those words? It must be to teach us that we always thought Aaron, then Elozer, then Asamah. However, B'klola, Maschilim, and Akotin. We didn't we know that by B'klola, we begin by the cotton. B'tchil, and Eskal, and Nachash. First, the snake was cursed. L'Bsoif, Neskal, Chava. And then Chava was cursed. L'Bsoif, Neskal, Adam. So we see that we start by the cotton first. So where do we see that cotton that we said before that by Master Pronius we begin with a goddle? Says the Gemara, El Pronius the Mabel. Because we find by the Mabel, the Ksiv, the Pasuk says, V'yimach has called Kum Hashav Nei Adama, V'Adam Ad Behema. V'Reisha Adam, V'Adam Behema. So, as the Rashba explains, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when it came to the Nachash, even though normally we start by the Gadol, by the Nachash we started first because the Nachash was the one that brought that whole story about. However, when we speak about the Mabel, we start with the Adam, because the Adam was the one that did the Aveira, and the Derech HaShchasa, says the Marshal, that the Adam brought into the world the way to act inappropriately. The behemoths don't naturally act that way. How did the behemoths begin to act that way? Because they saw that that was the way the person was behaving. Says the Gemara, Bishlam Lamandam Parzav, as we discussed a moment ago, there's a machloikish how Chava was created. So according to Mandom, that there were two faces of the male and the female, we could understand why the Pasuk uses the word v'yitzer, as we mentioned earlier, b'shnei yudin. El Mandom Zonov, that Chava was created from the Zomov, my v'yitzer. And what is meant when the Torah uses the word v'yitzer? Answers the Gemara, Krev Shirin Pazi. As we learned earlier, the double yud comes to teach us. Davar of Shimon Pazi, oily mi yitzri, oily mi yitzri. Bishlaman dama partsiv, hanediksiv, zochav in the cave of Barom. As they were created, they were both there. Both partsufim, both faces were there from the beginning. Elaman dama zonov, my. What do we learn? What does zochav in the cave of Barom mean? Krevavu, deravu rami, ksiv, zochav. In the cave of Borom. That means that Kadosh Baruch Hu created a plural, a male and a female. The Ksiv, yet there's another pasuk that says, Piktzelem Elokim Ososo Adam, which means there was only one. Answers the Gemara, so was there one from the beginning, or were there two from the beginning? So we say Zonov, it's very understandable. First there was the one Adam Arishin, and from that only later, afterwards, were the two, the Adam and Chava. But according to the Mandama, there was two. From the beginning, how do we understand the pasuk of Betzalim Elokim Osos Adam? Ha-Ketzat, Betchila Olam B'machshava L'Rashnayim. Indeed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally wanted to create two separate human beings, a male and a female. However, L'Bsoif L'Nivra Elechot. So as the Rashba explains, we can't say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his mind. Rather, the way to understand that originally HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create human beings just like animals, where there are male and female animals, and there would be a male and female human being. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu realized that as much as there is a value in creating a male and a female originally separately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognized, as we discussed a moment ago, that their creation together represents what a husband and wife are supposed to represent, the unity of a husband and wife, and that HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided was a more important feature in their creation. Along the same line, HaKadosh Baruch Hu originally saw that human beings, HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create human beings as created animals, just like animals are created from male and female separately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create human beings, male and female separately. But then HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that there's enough disagreement and there's enough reason for disunity between male and female as it is. So to create a situation where male and female should be able to coexist, he said, let them be created together. And if they will be created together, there's a greater chance for them to remain united. Bishlam l'mandam b'partzuf, continues the Gemara. According to Mandam, they were created with two faces. Hanadiksiv, v'yazgar basa tachtena. There was a face, and that face, where the face of Chava originally was covered up. El mandam azonov. According to the Mandam, there was a tail. My v'yizga basa tachtana. What does that mean? Amar of Yirmi answers the Gemara. Amar of Yirmi v'tamer of Zviv v'tamer of Nachma Yitzchok. L'nitzcha elamak kamechatach. What has come to teach us is that the place where it was the opening where Kadosh Baruch Hu took whatever that selah or zonov was from the Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had to close it up. Bil Shlom Laman Dom Zavov Hanidik Sivayivin. He took this zonov and he built out the Nekeva, Chava, out of that zonov. Elaman Dom Parzuf Mai Vayivin. What is meant when the Torah says the word Vayivin in the creation of Chava? Answers the Gemara of Reb Shimon ben Asya, the Darsh Reb Shimon ben Asya, Mai Diksiv Vayivin Hashem Es Atzela, Melamed Shekil HaKadosh Baruch Hu Chava, Kav Yochel HaKadosh Baruch Hu braided the hair of Chava, and like that, Vivil Adam Arishin. He beautified the Kala. Chava was the Kala. And there's a point in beautifying the Kala as we bring her to her husband. She came to Karche Ayom, and in fact, they used to call an overseas Karam LeKliyosa, somebody who braids someone's hair, they called that Banyosa. Dava Acha Vayivin, Amrav Chizdav Amali Ben Masnisen Tana, Melamed Shabana HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Chavin, Kibinyan Oitzer. The way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Chavar, he created her in the shape of a storehouse. Ma'ayitzazeh, the way a storehouse is built, it's kotza milmala v'rochel milmata, narrower on the top and wider on the bottom. K'deil kabos aperis, the pressure, if it will be wider on top and narrower on the bottom, and you'll fill it up entirely with fruit, the weight on top will cause the entire building to collapse. Af isha, so too that a Kadosh Baruch will create the figure of a woman. K'tzara milmala, narrower on the top, rechava milmata, and wider on the bottom, because a woman, Baruch Hashem, carries her child when she's pregnant, k'dei l'kabel sevlad, that she should be able to hold the baby and be able to carry it properly. V'v'yeh ala Adam, the pasuk continues that Kadosh Baruch brought Chava to Adam, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu ben Elazar, melamed she'asa HaKadosh Baruch Hu shushben l'Adam Arishin. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, as we said before, braided Chava's hair, and Kadosh Baruch Hu kvoido be'atzmai did all the wedding arrangements for the wedding of Adam and Chava. Mekan lim the Torah derecheretz, and here the Torah is teaching us she'achse gadol mekatan. Even a great person should not say it's not befitting to my honor to be busy making the wedding arrangements. Mekan she'achse gadol mekatan b'shushbinus, he should be busy making the wedding arrangements val yerala, and shouldn't say it's not to my honor. Says the Gemara, l'mandam aparzif. According to the Mandam that says that the way Adam Arishon was created was with a double face, ask the Gemara, Haimanai Saga Bereisha, which face went first? Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mestaber the Gavra Saga Bereisha. The man went first. The Tanya, as the Pasuk says, Lehalach Adam Achorei Isha B'derech, a man should never go after a woman in the street, Vafila Ishtai, even if it's wife. Because by walking behind the woman and paying attention to her, he will start thinking what he's not supposed to think. If a person's walking on a bridge and there's not, he should not walk behind her. He should go to the side. And as the Brisker Rav explains, even though what's the Gemara teaching us, the Gemara already taught us that you're not supposed to walk behind the woman. Says the Brisker Rav, what the Gemara is teaching us here is that even though it's safer to walk in the middle of the bridge, and walking on the side of the bridge may not be that safe, it's better to do something which is a little dangerous rather than walk behind a woman. Somebody who walks behind a woman as she's going through a river and she picks up her dress to be able to be walking through the river, Ein lo chelek l'olam haba, will not have a chelek in olam haba. Tana Rabbanan, hamrat samrois l'isha miyada l'yaday. If somebody is counting money from a woman, from his hand into her hand, k'dei l'stakaba, with the purpose that he wants to look at her, afil b'yesh b'yada tayra masam tayvim k'moshe Rabbeinu. Even if he's great as Moshe Rabbeinu, lo yinaka medina shel gehenim. He won't be taken out of gehenim. And as the Imri Emes explains, the Gemara is teaching, why is the Gemara trying to teach us that he's as great as Moshe Rabbeinu? The Gemara is trying to teach us is that we would think a person who's great, like Moshe Rabbeinu with Torah or Masim Tovim, has nothing to worry about. Teaches us the Gemara, you could be as great as Moshe Rabbeinu, you still have to be careful. Lo yinaka medina shel gehenim, he won't be taken out of gehenim. And as Tosfos explains, if he does this on a regular basis. And the Yad David asks, if somebody has an adulterous relation, the halacha is he goes to chenek, and he has a kapara. And why does the Gemara say here, we did actually have a real adulterous relationship, that he's not going to be saved from Gehenim? Says the Yad David, because the problem here is that he does this on a regular basis. A person who does this on a regular basis is much worse than if you just did it, if you did an Aveira just one time. Amar Rav Nachman, Shinema Yad Liyad Liyinaka Ra, Liyinaka Vedina Shagahanim. Amar Rav Nachman, Menoich Am Aretz Hoya. Menoich was the Binan Am Aretz. The Ksiv, Vyelech Menoich Achrei Ishta. He followed his wife. And as I saw from Rav Shach, when was this story? When did the story happen? He says that Menoyach's wife was an Akara. And after a long time, the Malach comes and tells them that you will have a child. So at that moment, he said, imagine the tremendous simcha that Menoyach and his wife experienced. But as much as they had this wonderful experience, the halacha remains the halacha. And the halacha is that a person is not allowed to go behind his wife under any circumstances. And the mark of a Talmud Chacham versus the mark of an Am Aretz is that the Talmud Chacham realizes that he has to do what's right under all circumstances. Maskler Rav Nachman by Yitzchok, if that's the way you're going to understand, Elma Ato, Gabal Kara Diksiv, V'yel Chakon Achre Ishta, V'gabalish Diksiv, V'yokam V'yelech Achreha, Hachinami Achrea Mamish, are we going to say that they followed the women? But we certainly can't call them Amaratzim. Just what? How must we understand those Pesukim? Ala Achrei Dvarah of Achrei Etzasa. Her words, her advice. Hachinami, don't say that Menoich was an Amaretz. Rather understand Achrei Dvarah of Achrei Etzasa. Omer Vashi, furthermore says the Gemara, Ulamai the Kamer of Nach Menoich Amaretz Hoya. According to your understanding that Menoich was an Amaretz, afilu be Rav Nami lekara, he didn't even learn what's taught in elementary school. Shenema, the pasuk says v'tukam rivka v'nariseha v'tekavna al gemalim v'telachna achrei ish. They followed the man v'loy lefnei ish and not in front of the man. They knew that Rivka and her women knew that they're not allowed to follow. That the man's not allowed to follow them. Menoyach, if he didn't know that, didn't even know what they knew. Am Rav Yochanan, Achrei Ari, it's better to walk behind a lion v'lay achrei isha, and not behind a woman. And as the Rivivon explains, when a person walks behind a lion, the only thing he needs to be concerned about is ha'olam hazeh. When he walks behind a woman, he has to worry about Olam Haba. There's a very powerful word from the Sefer Beis Avram. He says that if we look in the mazels of the month, the mazel of Av is Ari. The mazel of Elul is a Basula. Teaches us the Gemara. When a person is coming to do tshuva, as the Yomim Noiroim approach, Achure Ari, do tshuva right after Chodesh of V'loy Achure Isha, and don't wait till after Chodesh Elul, right before Rosh Hashanah to do tshuva. Do your tshuva immediately after of, as soon as Chodesh Elul begins, and that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants us to jump at the opportunity to do tshuva as soon as possible. achure isha, but as much as we shouldn't follow a woman, says the Gemara, v'loy achure avodes kachavim, don't go behind an avodah zara. Achure avodes kachavim, and it's better to walk behind an avodes kachavim, v'loy achure beis haknesses, not walk by a shul, b'shar shatzibim mispalalim, and not walk in to the shul. However, says the Gemara, v'loy amaron, ela d'loy dori midi. When is there a problem of not walking, passing a shul and not walking in if you're not carrying a package? However, vidari midi, if you're carrying a package, less lambo, because everybody knows that you're not walking in because you're carrying the package. When there is no other entrance to the shul, so people cannot think, well, he's coming, just walking in through the other entrance. However, if there's another entrance, less lambo. When he's not riding a donkey, aval rochav chamra less lamba, because everybody will assume because he can't leave the animal unattended. He doesn't wear tefillin. Aval malach tefillin, he's obviously less lamba. Furthermore, the paiskim say if there's another shul in your neighborhood, so then you can walk by the shul and not go in because people will assume that you're going to daven in the other shul. Also, even if there's only one shul in the neighborhood, but that one shul has multiple minyanim, so again, people will say that you didn't walk in for this minyan because you're going to dominate one of the other minyanim, so there is no issue. Amrav, Yetzahara doimel zvuv. The Yetzahara is like a fly. V'yoshiv ben shnei miftachei alev. Shnema zvuvei mavis yavish shemen rekeach. Flies of death could ruin oil. It's like a chita, like a wheat. So the Pasha Pshat says the Chavetz Chaim of a Zvuv is that a fly doesn't stop. Even if the fly comes to you and you chase it away, it keeps on coming back. Says the Chavetz Chaim, that's what it means when the Yetzer is like a Zvuv. It constantly doesn't let go. But then I saw from the Kedusha Tzion, they says there are two people types of people when it comes to a fly or an insect that could bite you. Some will chase the insect away before it even gets close. And some wait when the insect is already there, then you're in much bigger danger. Says the Kedusha Tzion, what the Gemara is trying to teach us is that our reaction to the Yetzer Hara should be like a Zvuv, that before it even attempts to get close to us, we should chase it away. The Shem Shmuel says that the Gemara says Yetzahara doim lezvuv for Yoshe ben Shnei miftachei alev. One part is the good part, and one pasach is for the bad pasach. Says the Shem Shmuel, the Gemara is teaching us that the Yetzahara even tries to get into the good part, to the good heart, and both miftachei alev does the Yetzahara try to penetrate. Another pshat is that the Yetzer Hara could get to the miftachei alev. It could get to the entrance of the heart. But the Yetzer Hara can never penetrate all the way into a Jewish heart. The Ksav Sofer explains that what the Gemara is trying to teach us here when it speaks about the Yetzer Hara, Doimel Zvuv, Doimel Chita, when it speaks about the Yetzer Hara, Doimel Zvuv, it means that the Yetzer Hara is just bad and tries for us to do bad things. The Chita, what's it trying to teach us that it's like a Chita? Chita represents Panasa. Many times, the Yetzer Hara tries to convince us that we should do things that we would recognize we really may not do, but he tries to convince us to do it because we need to have Panasa. So it teaches us the Gemara that we should also be careful. The Shevet Sofer explains that what's pshat the Yetzer Hara is like a Zvuv. A Zvuv is something that's spoiled. The Yetzer Hara could try to work in one of two ways. One is that it tries to convince us to be like a Zvuv, something that is not good. And then it tries to convince us that he's like a Chita. A Chita is a good thing and tries to convince us that what we're doing is really a mitzvah. We have to be smart enough to recognize that what he's trying to convince us is really an avera. another pshat that the Ben Yodik suggests, that the Zvuv is a small fly. But the Yetzirah begins as just as a small fly. But then, by constantly bothering us, and if we chas v'shalom follow it, it could grow and grow. Tan Rabbanan, shtei kloyes yesh boi ba'adam. Every person has two kidneys. Achas yoatz asol ha'toivah. One kidney tries to convince the person to do the right thing. V'achad yoatz asol ha'ra convinces him to do the wrong thing. U'mestabra, the toivah yaminai, the kidney that tries to convince us to do the right thing is on our right side. V'ra, and the one that tries to convince us to do the wrong thing, the smaller is on our left side. The ksiv, as the pasuk says, leiv chacham liyaminoi, chachma is on the right side, v'leiv ksil l'smaloi is on the left side. Tan Rabbanan, kloyos, what is the purpose of the kidneys? Yoyatzus, they give us advice. Leiv mevil, the heart helps us understand what we should do and not do. Loshen, the mouth, the tongue, mechatech, articulates our words. Peh, Geimer helps our words come out. Veshet machnes umaitzi kom minei machel. The esophagus takes in and out all types of food. Koina, the windpipe, maitzi kol, gives out our voice. Reya, the lungs, shoy avos kom minei mashkin. They absorb all type of liquids. Kaved, the liver, is where anger comes from. Kaved, kais. Mora, the gall, zorekis by tipa or menichsai, the gall injects a drop of into it, into the liver, and that's what calms down the liver. Tchol, shaychik, the spleen makes us laugh. Kurkovin, the gizzards, taichin, grind the food. Keva, yishana, the keva induces sleep. Af, the nor, neir, induces getting up. Nor hayoshin, if the stomach starts awakening, or yoshin aneir, or the nose begins sleeping, then the person will not survive. Nimek v'hoylechloi, the person cannot survive because you need, if they're reversed, then the person can't survive. And Tana, on the same line, says the Gemara, if shneim yishenim, if both the stomach and the nose cause sleep, or shneim neurim, so the person will always be sleeping, which of course is not a way to live. Or shneim neurim, or if they both cause you to be up, and a person cannot survive with always being up, miyad meis, the person will pass away. Says the Gemara, Tanya, Rabbi Yosef Aglili Oimer, Tzadikim, Yetzer Tov Shoftim. The Tzadikim are ruled by the Yetzer Tov. Shenemar, V'lili B'chol B'kirbi. My heart, the Yetzer Hara, has been completely removed from me. Rishayim, on the other hand, Yetzer Rashoftim, are entirely ruled by the Yetzer Hara. Shenema, Nu'um Peshel Rosha, Bekerv Libi Ein Pachar El Kim, Leneged Einav. He has no Yerushmaim. He's completely under the influence of the Yetzer Hara. Beinanim, Zevazesh Shoftim. Shenema, Yamidli Min Evyon, Leshir Meshoftim Einavshay. So, the Pasha Pshat is that the Tzadikim listen to the Yetzer Tov, the Rishayim listen to their Yetzer Hara. I saw another pshat from the Divrei Yisrael, the Majid Rebbe. Tzadikim Yetzer Tov Shoftim. Pshat is that Tzadikim, whatever happens, they say it was Tov. Whatever HaKadosh Baruch Hu does, they accept as being good. Rishayim Yetzer Hara Shoftim. Rishayim, whatever happens, they always are unhappy with what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. The Marv Shemesh says different pshat. Tzadikim yetzer tov shoftim. They're constantly judging themselves. A tzadik is constantly examining himself. Is he doing what's right or he's doing what's wrong? The Divrei Yisrael says beinanim zev zev shoftim. Pshat is like this, that we're talking about a person, a Benini, who goes out to work. And then the Yetzer Tov tell him, as much as you have to go to work, you have to also have kviyas itim l'Torah. You have to set apart for learning. The Yetzer Hara says, no, you should be constantly working, and every moment that you work, you'll be able to earn more money. And says the post, says the Gemara, that Kadosh Baruch Hu helps us l'sheyem eshayfte nafshay, that a Jew should realize that he has to be kavei itim l'tayra, that that's what is expected of us. Amar Rava, kigon on the beinanim, said Rava that I am an example of a beinani. Amar Abaya, if you are an example of a beinani, l'shavik mar chay l'kaberia. So then there's nobody, if that's a beinani, so what are we? Amar Rava, like every alma, the world was not created, El Rishoy Gemur, El Sadiqi Gemur. Either for people who are complete Rishoyim or complete Sadiqim. For the Rishoyim, it was created to Rishoyim because they don't have Olam Haba. So everything that they're going to get, all their schar, will be by Olam Hazeh. And for the Tzadikim, is to be able to overcome the Olam Hazeh and get much Olam Haba. Amar Rava. Lady Inish Benafshe, a person has to examine himself. Im tzadik gomahu im lav. What am I? Am I a tzadik or not? Amar Rav, like every alma ala acha ben amri l'chamnina ben doisa. The world was created for people like acha ben amri and chamnina ben doisa. L'acha ben amri, the olam hazeh was created. Acha ben amri is an example of a terrible rasha. Avid avodah zara killed out the neviim. Yet the Yalkut Shemani says there was no greater wealthy person than him. He had 140 sons, and every one of them had two palaces. We know, the Gemara said before, that he needed nothing. So the Yavetz asks, but haven't we found in the history of Klal Yisrael there were tzaddikim that had they were tzaddikim and they also had olam hazeh? Says the Yavetz, that is not, that's a chesed chinam. Sometimes HaKadosh Baruch Hu chooses just to do a chesed with a person and give him olam hazeh even though he's a tzaddik. We say every day in Krishma, v'ahavtas Hashem l'kecha, Tanya, Rebbe Elazar Omer, we say b'chol nafshecha, b'chol ma'idecha. So the question is, Emnem v'chal nafshecha, lama nem v'chal ma'idecha? V'nem v'chal ma'idecha, lama nem v'chal nafshecha? What's the duality of the words? Ella, to teach us, em yesh l'cha adam, sh'guf v'chav v'lam v'moynay, that he cares about himself more than he cares about his money. L'chay nem, that's what the Torah says, l'chal nafshecha. That a person has to give up his nefesh for avodas Hashem. If you have a person that cares about his money more than himself, of course, says the Chayvus Halvavus, that he's not ready to die for his money, but money is very important to him. And as the Mefarshim point out, even though in the first parasha it says b'chol nafshecha v'chol ma'idecha, in the second parasha of Vayom Shemaya, it doesn't say v'chom etchem. Why? Because when it comes to individuals, you can have an individual that cares about himself, about his money, more than himself. There are such individuals, but you can't expect, but that isn't the way most people are. The second parasha, which is said b'loshen rabim, we don't say v'chom etchem, because that's not common, that people care about money more than themselves. Rabbi Kiva Omer, b'chol nafshecha, afilu noitos nafshecha. Even if they want to take away your nefesh, you have to be ready to give up your nefesh for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And as I saw from the Chiddush HaRim, just like if they're ready to take your nefesh, you have to be ready to give it up, you also have to give up levavcha. You have to do everything for avodas Hashem. Tana Rabbanan, says the Gemara, pamachas, gozra, Malchus Harisha Shlayaski Sobatira. The Roman Empire made a decree that people should learn Torah. Ba Papas ben Yehuda or Motzler Rabbi Kiva Shemaka Kilis Barabim. He found Rabbi Kiva that was putting together Kehilas that were learning Torah, Vaisik B'Torah, and he was learning Torah. Amalei Kiva Iyat Mesiyarim Nei Malchus. Aren't you worried about the government? So as I saw from Rabbi Baruch Ber explain this Gemara, Rabbi Baruch Ber said, Papas didn't come to Rekiva and say to Rabbi Akiva that you should stop learning Torah, because we can't survive. Klal Yisrael cannot survive if we're not constantly learning Torah. What he came to Rabbi Akiva was, why do you have to have kehilas? Why do you have to have yeshivas learning Torah? To which Rabbi Akiva responded, Amalei, so Rabbi Akiva said to him, Em shechla moshel, l'ma'a dova doima, l'shul l'shay mahalach al gav anor. There was a fox walking alongside the river. Ra dogin shay miskaps from mokal mokum, and he saw fish that were gathering from one place to another. Amalem, ne'im atem barchem, why are you running away? Amalei, ne'i resta shemivir lana b'nei adam, people bring nets, and they try to catch us. Amalehem, v'tzayin chishtal li'yibasha, so the fox tests the fish, come onto the dry land, and we'll live together. Shame Shadar, I voice I am of Isaichim, like our forefathers did. So the fish responded, you're the one that they say you're so smart. If in the water, which is where we normally survive, on a misyarm, we live in fear, but makam is in dry land where we can't survive. Alachs kava kama af anachnu. So said Rabbi Akiva. Achshana yoshev oisk mitayr shekosabah. We're learning Torah, and about the Torah it says kihu chayecha v'oyruch yimecha kach. We are in trouble with the government. We're in danger from the government. And ano hoichlim umvatlim imenu. If we're going to stop learning Torah, alachs kava kama. And indeed says the Gemara Amar loy hayu yom imatim. It wasn't before long. Achet tavsul Rabbi Akiva. Until they caught Rabbi Akiva, v'chshuv beis asurim, they put him into prison. V'tafus l'papas ben Yehuda, v'chavshu etzlein, they put him next to Rabbi Akiva. Amalei, papas mi aviyachal kan, why are you here? Amalei, and the story goes, Gemara Masech Tanis, where they found the daughter of the emperor was killed, and they immediately accused the Jews, and papas l'nonius said that they did it, even though it wasn't they who really did it. Amalei, you are at least in jail because you taught Torah. I'm here because I had to admit to something that wasn't even true. So here we see this interesting discussion. So Ramey Shapiro has a beautiful explanation of this Gemara. Pappas was a person who was assimilated amongst the Akum. And he said to Rabbi Akiva, you know why the Goyim hate the Jews? It's because they sit and learn Torah. And Rabbi Akiva responded to Pappas that if we learn Torah, we maybe have a chance to survive. But if we don't learn Torah, then we certainly won't have a chance to survive. The Goyim will certainly come after us under all circumstances. And as I saw from Michael Feinstein, Michael Feinstein says that what the Gemara is teaching us is there's only one place that a Jew could survive, and that's in the yeshiva, in the Yamshel Torah. Says the Gemara, when they took out Rabbi Akiva to be killed, Zmak Krishma, it was the time to say Krishma. They were combing his flesh with iron combs, when he was saying Shema, Amu, my entire life, I was davening that we learned before. When will I be able to come to this madrega? And he was saying the word echad. This is the schar for Rabbi Akiva's lifetime of learning Torah. Mimsu yot Hashem mimsum. Amalam helkam b'chayim. He will live a life. He will not be dead. He lives forever. Yotzu baskal amra shrecher b'kiva shatam azumen l'chaya olam haba. So Mefarshim explain. What's the question that Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim asked him? So some Mefarshim say, the Rabbi Akiva, everybody knew you have to give up your life at Torah. What they couldn't understand was that they have to be ready to accept Yisurim. Another pshat, what the Gemara is teaching us, says the Gemara, Kol Yomai. Rabbi Akiva says, you don't come to this madrega of being ready to be mois and nefesh, was unless Kol Yomai, unless you spend your entire life preparing yourself for this type of a life. If the Archadish says, the Rebbe Akiva says, you hear Masreka Shabarzel, you hear my body being taken away, and I hear Echad, I hear Kiddush Hashem, and that's what I live for. I live for Kol Yomai, I live my entire life, a life of Kiddush Hashem. And if you live your life of Kiddush, a life of Kiddush Hashem, then you can leave the world al Kiddush Hashem.